Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, little Sean Connery there for you, not too shabby. With me today, a special guest, my privilege to have, is Robert Schlipp is with me. And Robert is with the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association and My Hope America with Billy Graham. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I am, and I'm excited about what God is doing across North America and especially in San Diego through My Hope America with Billy Graham.
All right, so here's what I want to talk to people. I'm going to give people a couple of bullet points, Robert, and then I'm going to let you kind of take the ball and kind of run with it, and we'll talk about what's going on. But this is my understanding of what's taking place. Now, we got these statistics sent by the Billy Graham Association. This is an interesting piece of information that they gave us. First and foremost, out of 100 average American adults, 7 struggle with depression, 8 are struggling with a loss of job, 7 are struggling with drugs or alcohol, 14 are crippled or trapped by fear and anxiety, 60 profess not to be born again, and 3 out of 100 grieving over a loved one in the last limited amount of time. So what the Billy Graham Evangelistical Association is trying to do is say, America, there is hope. There's hope for the country. There's hope for us now. There's hope for us later. There's hope, certainly, if we make a decision to turn towards the Lord. And there's an actual strategy involved here, approaching this from a Gospel of Matthew point of view. When Matthew, got touched by the Lord, he was an inviter of friends. And that's really what made a big difference impacting the people in his sphere, in his realm. So Robert, who, by the way, used to be the Bible man. Okay, now when you say Bible man, it was spandex and a cape, wasn't it?
Purple spandex and a cape.
Wow. So first of all, let me say from the bottom of my heart, I'm thanking God it was you and not me. Secondly, let me say that Robert is helping coordinate this in 5 different states. You're really covering the Southwest region, aren't you?
That's correct.
All right, talk to us a little bit about what's going on and what the people should know here in San Diego.
Well, you know, the most important thing is that Jesus commanded, didn't just suggest, but commanded his followers to go and make disciples. And out of obedience to Christ, every single person who follows Jesus Christ can do exactly that. We can share the love of Jesus as Matthew did in Matthew chapter 9 when he invited his friends and family, tax collectors and sinners, into his home for a meal, and Jesus was there. And whenever Jesus shows up, lives are transformed. So that's what we're encouraging folks to do next week, is invite your friends and family into your home for a meal, expecting Jesus to show up and touch their hearts. And to help facilitate that, you can visit myhopewithbillygraham.org. You can view some video clips online. There's one called Defining Moments. There's another called Lose to Gain. They kind of gear toward different demographics. There's a half-hour program completely in Spanish. And next week we'll have a nationwide television broadcast of a new message from Billy Graham called The Cross. And you can actually order a DVD of The Cross online tonight for free. You just pay shipping and handling at myhopewithbillygraham.org. And that DVD will come to you, and it'll have all 4 of those 30-minute programs so you can share them with a friend. So what I encourage folks to do is make an invitation. First of all, look around. We call it the 5 looks. Look around and identify people you know who need Jesus. Write their names down. Then look up to God in prayer for them every day. Look out for opportunities to build relationship. And look forward to inviting them into your home to share Jesus. Now, that's we're talking about next week. There are tens of thousands of Christians across this nation who will be doing exactly that, inviting their friends and family into their home to share Jesus with them. And then we give you resources and tools to help you to look after them along with the local church that you're plugged into. So that's kind of that's what we call the 5-look strategy. But at the heart of it, really, is that invite. To invite someone you know who needs Christ, whether it's a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, invite them to come over for a meal and to watch a half-hour video from Billy Graham. So there's no bait and switch. They know what you're asking them to do, to come over, have a meal, watch a video, and at the end of that video, simply share for about 3 minutes what Jesus has done in your life. I believe every Christian has a story because Jesus transforms lives. And your story is one of the most powerful tools that God will use to share the hope of Jesus Christ with your friends and family. And after you've done that, simply ask the question, would you like the hope that I've found in Jesus Christ? If your friend or family member says yes, you pray with them. If they're not ready to make that decision, they're at your home. You've just had dinner. Go ahead and have dessert. They know where you stand. They know that you're available, and they know that you care about them. You know, in our culture, we often become frightened. Barna Research says 90% of Christians in the United States have never shared their faith with a single person. And Barna's conclusion is that 95% of Christians will die without ever leading a single person to Christ. You know, David, our nation is hurting. Whether you are a Christ follower or perhaps agnostic or maybe even belong to another faith, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a single person in this country that doesn't think that our nation is heading in the wrong direction right now. And the solution's not going to come out of Sacramento. The solution's not going to come out of Washington, D.C. Jesus is the answer. And if we can introduce people to Jesus, which is what he's called us to do, then he will touch their hearts and transform their lives, giving them the hope of eternal life.
All right, let me ask you this. So I got a couple of questions. I want to make sure that people are able to make these contact points, Robert, which are kind of an important part of this. You have myhopewithbillygraham.org is the website, correct?
Right.
Okay. Is there also a phone number? And I have one, but I don't want to give it out unless it's the one that you want me to use. But because some people, you know, in the audience, a little less internet excited, a little more phone number excited. You know, is there a phone number that we can use?
Well, you know, you can call 1-877-7-MY-HOPE. That's 877-769-4673. And we'd be glad to help you out any way you can. But honestly, we have a ton of great material available online at myhopewithbillygraham.org. You can navigate the site, watch videos, prepare your heart ahead of time. And this isn't something you're going to be embarrassed about. You know, I know what mediocre Christian media looks like. I wore purple spandex and a cape for 8 years.
Yeah, you qualify. You qualify right there.
I get what mediocre Christian media looks like. But I'll tell you something. These videos are very good. And you don't even have to put the disclaimer on that it's good for a Christian video. It's just plain good. The gospel's presented. You have compelling stories of how Christ has transformed lives. And at the end of a half an hour, it's very easy for you and me to simply share what Jesus has done for us. So I would encourage your listeners to go online tonight if they can and watch one of the videos and order a DVD at no cost to them at myhopewithbillygraham.org. Watch it ahead of time, and you will feel good about sharing that with the people that God has put on your heart.
You know, Robert, here's what I see when I run into people and talk to people, and this is something that maybe you can help me address. But I think what happens for some people is they don't have any problem. They know, first of all, anything that's going to come from the Billy Graham Evangelical Association is going to have a certain element of class to it already. I mean, they know that. I'm just being forward on that. But I think people get this reservation about the sharing afterwards, and I think it would be nice to be able to put to bed, or at least to dial it down. This 3 minutes is not you, this person giving a sermon. Yeah. Or doing this 4-point this, 9-point this, 6-point this, hike. This is more just saying, this is what the Lord has done for me.
Yep.
And it's not really something that has to be, I think that's the nervous part that the enemy might use to make people think, oh, you don't want to share kind of thing. And it's like, why wouldn't you tell somebody that the Lord answered your prayer and brought peace into your heart and mind?
Absolutely. Well, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 makes it very clear that the foolishness of God confounds the wisdom of the wise. And he even said, he prays that he keeps the message simple and that he doesn't use eloquent language to communicate the gospel. We can make mistakes. What we encourage folks to do for three, and the reason we say 3 minutes is keep it short. You know, if you blow through in 2 minutes, God can still use that. If you drag it out to 5 or 6 minutes, God can still use that. But what we encourage folks to do is keep it short. Explain what your life was like before Christ, what prompted you to turn to God, maybe where you were when you chose to follow him. maybe even offer an example of what the prayer might have sounded like that you prayed when you made a commitment to Christ, and then simply, in just a sentence or two, explain how your life is different. Now, if these are your friends and family, they know you, and suddenly things start to click for them, and they go, that's why. That's why, you know, they're able to deal with difficult situations without coming apart. That's why, you know, they have this spring in their step, and there's a sense of hope even in the midst of life's challenges. And you know, honestly, David, and I can't stress this enough for your listeners, we can actually do things wrong. We can make mistakes. Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, none of us are perfect. Jesus is perfect. They nailed him to the cross. He paid the price for our sins. He did the hard part. All he asks us to do is share the hope we found in him with those around us. And that's, you can't go wrong when you do that. You know what? Here's what Jesus has done for me. You simply share that. And let the Holy Spirit do what only he can do in their lives, because it's only God that can transform a heart and life.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of this process, is for people to understand that it is not their ability that's going to make a change that makes a person born again. It's not them. It's not the presentation they're going to be, you know. To invite somebody does not require a lot of practice to say, hey, come over to the house. I mean, I think everybody's pretty much done that. But then just to be able to share, watch it, share, have a good meal, talk, but just, and then even if that person doesn't say yes right then and there, be aware that person, you've just put not just a seed, I mean, you've almost built a certain sense of foundation for that person to know, hey, anytime I really want to talk about this, I know I can come talk to this person about this.
Absolutely. You've opened the door for an ongoing dialogue. In fact, I had my mother-in-law over to my home just a few weeks ago for my daughter's birthday. We live in Colorado. I live in the Denver area, and my mother-in-law lives in Northern California. She flew over, and she's a native Spanish speaker, so we watched the half-hour video completely in Spanish. Now, I don't speak Spanish, but I watched it with her because I wanted to make sure she watched the entire thing. And then we talked for an hour after that video about the importance of a relationship with Christ, about her beliefs as a practicing Buddhist for 44 years, and we talked for an hour. You know, David, in 13 years of marriage, that is the longest conversation I've ever had with my mother-in-law. And as much as I wish she had made a profession of faith right then and there, what it was an open door. And the conversation ended with my mother-in-law saying to me that she'd like to talk more about this. And so that's great news, because for 13 years, we haven't really talked about this. And it's high time that we do. And I think when we recognize that people around us need hope, they need eternal life, and many don't even recognize the greatest need that they have, and that's the need for a Savior. So if we can open up that dialogue and just begin to be real with people about what Jesus has done for us, it's amazing what God will do through us.
Excellent job, Robert. Excellent job in communicating what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to myhopewithbillygraham.org. Now listen to that. That's not complex. Let's listen to it again. myhopewithbillygraham.org. You can navigate through the site. You get the opportunity to get the material. You have somebody over. You give them a chance to hear a message from Billy Graham, a new message called The Cross. You have this opportunity to bring hope into what is looking like very much a hopeless society. And not only will you give them an opportunity to hear the gospel, not only will you give them an opportunity to let them know that somebody cares, but you might be involved with the Holy Spirit, greater than any other ministry association ever, in bringing a new life to come to face and to accept and to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and thereby create an eternity that will be outstanding. That is awesome.
Amen. Next week, over 26,000 churches will be participating together in this effort. Tens of thousands of Christians across this nation are going to open up their homes and share what Christ has done for them. And I am believing in faith that thousands will come to relationship in Christ. We will see a revival in this nation like we have perhaps not even seen in our lifetimes. God is ready to do great things and transform the hearts of our friends and neighbors. God bless you as you are obedient to Christ and open up your homes to your friends and family to share the love and the hope of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Robert. MyHopeWithBillyGraham.org. That's where you got to go. Get involved immediately, right away. You can even go to it right now while you're listening to the radio show. Thank you, sir, for spending the time with us. We really appreciate it here in San Diego, and we appreciate your work. And to be really honest, we appreciate all the work you did as Bible Man, even in the spandex. We love it. You're listening to...
So much, and, you know, on that note, I would encourage all of your listeners to put on the full armor of God.
Yeah, you got it, brother. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, oh, my, have I got a surprise for you.
Got to go round talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Seniors, now's the time to choose care you trust. During open enrollment, Arch Healthcare Partners is here for you. With more than 90 primary and specialty physicians in multiple locations, they provide individualized, award-winning care. They accept most Medicare Advantage plans. Make the change. Visit archhealth.org.
Church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beray, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out in handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
1210 AM KPRZ and Family Life Ministries present The Art of Marriage. Through this special promotion, your church can receive the Art of Marriage event kit for free, a $200 value. The Art of Marriage combines dramatic stories, real-life testimonies, expert interviews, and humorous vignettes that lay out God's plans for marriage in a fresh, engaging way. It's truly a life-changing experience. Every marriage needs encouragement, hope, and biblical truth, and The Art of Marriage has it. As you partner with KPRZ on this special
special promotion, your church will receive the Art of Marriage event kit absolutely free. That's a $200 value. Plus, we'll promote your Art of Marriage event on our website and on KPRZ as part of the Art of Marriage community-wide outreach. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to host a life-changing Art of Marriage event at your church. For more information, call Brian Smith at KPRZ, 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210, or visit us online at kprz.com.
As we head into the holiday season, there is a lot going on at Monte Vista Village.
Kevin, great to be with you. You know, the holidays are almost upon us, and our residents have already been busy. They've just completed a rummage sale to raise the money for our 7th annual military party we have in December, and they're still busy making hats for all those 240 children who will attend. November, we have Master Chang coming to discuss the benefits of Tai Chi, and of course, we have a Thanksgiving luncheon. And December is chock full with choirs coming in, Christmas lights to view, and various parties to enjoy. Kevin, I hate knowing that a lot of seniors will be by themselves during the holidays, so I invite them to come to our home for the holidays and spend the month of December with us. I've been talking about our lower rate opportunity, and this is a great time to take advantage. Please don't stay home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monte Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Cart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Cart, Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, calvaryoceanside.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I'm using my radio voice. I don't sound like a Muppet when I talk like that, do I? Or Gilmore Pyle. Golly!
Waka, waka, waka!
Okay. You want to reach the show? You can send an email. If you want to go to Facebook and type in, "Where did you come from?" You can just go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, you can do that by going to at Spoon Experience, because... Oh, my hand. Oh.
Waka, waka, waka!
Okay. Waka, waka, waka. Thank you very much. Okay. Listen, I got a very, very, very cool DDD to me. Now, that doesn't mean it's great DDD to everybody. And by the way, DDD, standing for Devotional Diamond of the Day. I have a really, really cool one to me, maybe not to you, to me, eh, it's cool to you, eh, maybe not. Mark chapter 12, verse 35 through 37. If we want to write that down, that way we don't have to, he's already doing that. Never mind. Mark chapter 12, verse 35 through 37. Quit thinking ahead of me. I don't know how you do that anyway. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Waka, waka, waka!
Okay, thank you. All right, this is a passage you've heard and read several times, but a lot of people don't talk about what the meaning of this passage is, so I just want to attempt to broker the, you know, the context and what's going on here and what's being said. Mark chapter 12, verse 35 through 37. if you remember, in the beginning of Jesus' ministry and in the middle and at the end, basically his whole ministry, people kept asking him questions. They try and trap him. They try and test him. They ask him all these questions, and they say this and they say that, and they're just trying to kind of paint him in a corner, trying to do a getcha thing, all that kind of stuff. And so finally, after he answers all their questions in all the Gospels, he asks them a question. They can't answer it, and then they leave him alone. And then from there we go into the more serious parts of the mission of Christ. And that's talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. Mark chapter 12, verse 35 through 37, it says this. So Jesus asked this question as he taught in the temple complex. How can the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? David himself says by the Holy Spirit, the Lord declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David calls him Lord. How then can the Messiah be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. Here's a question that Jesus asks, and it shuts up the scribes, and another portion that shuts up the Pharisees as well. And the question that he asked is an enormously important question that most people don't even bother. They just say, oh, he got him. Jesus had a good one. He got him with a good one. Boy, that Jesus. Yeah. Good job there. Okay, well, that's cute, but we should at least know what Jesus is saying versus just saying Jesus got him. How about that? Here's where we're going to go with this, because it's the softer, kinder, and gentler David Spoon on the David Spoon Experience. So Jesus asked this question as he taught in the temple complex. How can the scribes say the Messiah is the son of David? David himself says by the Holy Spirit, the Lord declared to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord, referring to the Messiah. How then can the Messiah be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. So here's the question that Jesus asked. David, King David, by the Holy Spirit, speaking under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said this. The Lord declared to my Lord, or you could also say the Lord declared to the Messiah, or the Lord declared to Messiah, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. So David calls the Messiah Lord. Now don't miss this. David calls the Messiah Lord. So then the question Jesus asks is, well, then how can the Messiah be his son if the Messiah is his Lord? Ah, so he's the son of David and David's Lord. How? Here's how. This is so beautiful. It's almost poetic. Only through the pre-existent Lord and the post-existent Son could this take place. Listen to this. It's great. Only God can do this. Only Jesus could pull this off. Only Jesus can be the Lord, the Messiah to David, and then, because he's born of a woman, the son of David in the lineage. Only Jesus could pull off being pre-existent as Lord and post-existent as an heir or as a descendant of David. Here's what Jesus said. He said this 10 different times to the crowds in the Gospels, and nobody seems to pick up on it and make a big issue. Here's what he said. Jesus said this, I am the Messiah. I am God. I was, I am, and I always will be. And how you know he says that is because he's talking about pre-existent time when David, 1,500 years earlier, or 1,200 years earlier, I could be wrong with that, but over 1,000 years earlier, said, the Messiah, my Lord, the Messiah, and that same Messiah is his descendant, Jesus. Only God could be 1,000 years prior. Only God could be 1,000 years prior, the Messiah, the Lord, and then his son. Only Jesus could have pulled that off. Do you know what Jesus was saying by this whole thing? I'm God. That's what he said. He said, and he says to people, oh, Jesus never claimed to be God. Well, right, 10 times. 10 times. This passage is specific. How can he call him Lord and Son? Why, only God could pull that off, because how could he be the Lord 1,000+ years earlier and then a son, a descendant 1,000 years later? Only Jesus could pull that off, existing, pre-existing, beforehand, then existing right there in the time that he was talking to the Pharisees, and now existing later. Always was, always is, and always will be. This question Jesus asked them is, how is this pulled off? Only God can pull this off. That's the answer. That's the whole answer. That's why the Pharisees and the scribes left scratching their head going, he just called himself God. He just did it in such a nifty way. We don't know what to do. That, my friends, is totally, totally cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we will look at a very, very, very small piece of news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of LifeOfValor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Mattesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at LifeOfValor.com or visit us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month's special, our Quantum Vitamin C is an antioxidant. It promotes healthy adrenals, collagen tissue, and immunity. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
ten AM KPRZ and Family Life Ministries present The Art of Marriage. Through this special promotion, your church can receive the Art of Marriage event kit for free, a $200 value. The Art of Marriage combines dramatic stories, real life testimonies, expert interviews, and humorous vignettes that lay out God's plans for marriage in a fresh, engaging way. It's truly a life changing experience. Every marriage needs encouragement, hope, and biblical truth, and The Art of Marriage has it. As you partner with KPRZ on this special promotion, your church will receive the Art of Marriage event kit absolutely free. That's a $200 value. Plus, we'll promote your Art of Marriage event on our website and on KPRZ as part of the Art of Marriage community-wide outreach. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to host a life-changing Art of Marriage event at your church. For more information, call Brian Smith at KPRZ, 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210, or visit us online at kprz.com.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
For years, you've heard Zero Res say they're the best. So why haven't you tried them? Cell phones upgrade, computers upgrade, and carpet cleaning is upgraded. Zero Res is the upgraded cleaning system for your entire home. Do you really want your kids and pets crawling on filthy carpet full of bacteria, sticky soap, and harmful chemicals? Of course you don't. Zero Res patented alkaline water cleans wonderfully green, it kills bacteria, it's safe for children and pets, and your carpets will smell fresh, your tile will look bright. So why haven't you upgraded? Get your house upgraded with Zero Res before the holiday gatherings begin. Upgrade to the best system in existence, Zero Res. Others may claim it, but Zero Res is it. Call today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and get a 10-foot hallway for free if you donate a can of food for a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 before the end of the week for the $99 special. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at Zero Res San Diego.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, IA. Hey, you know what? Just in case you didn't know that, we're in San Diego. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know we're in San Diego? I don't know. Did you know that? I'm just checking.
No, but I just love living in America's finest city.
What's San Diego?
America's finest city?
San Diego.
I like living in
San Diego.
It's really sunny in
San Diego.
It's much better than Cleveland.
It's San Diego.
It's a good place to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world,
San Diego.
That's what I shared. Let's see. One of the things I want to mention, I just want to mention this for people that don't know, Bible League International doing a great job getting Bibles to people that want Bibles. Hey, there's an idea. How about people that are getting persecuted, getting an opportunity to get Bibles? They're not asking to be delivered from their persecution. They're asking for the Word. How could we support that 100%. You can go to 1-800-YES-WORD.com. You can also call 1-800-YES-WORD. $35 donation puts the Bible in people's hands and makes a difference. Because you know what? When there's no Word, when there's nothing going on, when there's the big void, I think y'all know what happens. You know what happens in your own life when you don't have a regular diet of the Word? It's hard. Could you imagine if you couldn't, you didn't have a regular amount of the Word because you couldn't access a Bible? This nation doesn't. It's hard for us to understand it, but I don't think we should ignore it. We need to be aware. We got to put Bibles in people's hands. That's yes. Yes and amen. By the way, Bible is the most printed book of all books. Do you know what book is number two? Do you know what book is number two? The only hint I'm going to give you is it was a forced book that was read in China by Mao Zedong. Okay. Mouse in tongue. Is that what he said? He's got Mao Zedong? Mao Zedong? He's got, what is that? How does that go? Mao Zedong?
Maybe the new voice for Mickey Mouse.
Well,
a little escapism.
A little. No, that's a good one right there. Let me tell you about this, because I could just totally skip all the news and get over the better stuff. You ready for this? Listen to this story. This story will shock you. Are you ready to be shocked? Are you ready for an electric shock system?
Oh, shock away,
okay.
Dude.
Atlanta man recounts his New York to L.A. drive in 28 hours and 50 minutes. Setting a world record. Now, let us understand, we do not promote nor encourage this behavior because not all of this was completely legal, okay? But A three-man team drove from New York to Los Angeles in 28 hours and 50 minutes, besting the last set mark by more than 2 hours. Listen to this. An average speed of just under 100 miles an hour. How about that? This is what he said. The trip went completely perfect in ways I could not have guessed. We had no traffic, no construction. We didn't find any speed traps and no bad weather. Apparently, they didn't drive on the 805 and the 5 between 4 and 6 p.m. That's for sure. How about that, though, huh? I mean, they made it in less than 29.
They must have been driving really fast.
Well, under average speed was just under 100 miles
an
hour.
That is crazy.
That's crazy, huh? That is wowza. Also, not to be killing it here with the Halloween discussion, because some people are having a canary. I know you are. Here's what I say. If you're having a canary, get a cage. Anyway, all right, so listen to this story. I didn't know this would happen. This is going to bother you. Okay. It looks like the Grinch has come to Halloween.
What?
It looks like the Grinch has come to Halloween.
Again, I say what?
North Dakota woman is going to give obese kids letters on Halloween. Here's what she said. North Dakota woman, her name is only known as Cheryl, called a local radio station, said that on Halloween she'll be giving children who she considers, I guess now she's the government, who she considers obese, a sternly worded letter for their parents. So kids are going to come trick-or-treating, right? They're going to go ding-dong, trick-or-treat, right? She's going to look at the kid, and is she going to go chubby, chubby? She's going to give them a letter for their parents. And if the letter is going to say, your kids are overweight. In my opinion, your kids are overweight. They should reduce the amount of sugar they eat. This is what she's giving away for Halloween. So I did some research on this, and I looked under the psychological analyst of Halloween kids, candies, and being heavy. I decided to do a study and make sure I understood what it is. Here's why kids eat too much candy. Ready? Top reason. Ready? Mean neighbors. It's mean neighbors. That's what does it. Anybody who's given out a letter for Halloween, a letter. A letter. Hey, you're fat. Here's a letter. What? That's how depressing is that? That doesn't seem like the right. You know, if she doesn't want to participate in Halloween, I get it. But I don't know about giving a letter. Hey, to Tubbo's parents. Come on. That's not nice. That seems inappropriate to me. Anyway, I think what makes kids go nuts is mean neighbors. What do you think of that? I think mean neighbors are not helpful. By the way, I was going to ask you, Rover Producer, because I have this list in my hand right here. What's the best candy? What's the best thing you ever got on Halloween without, just candy. We're just talking candy. For those that are really offended, what's the best thing you ever got on October 31st? How's that?
Wow. The best thing I've got, there's a lot of people I know. I actually coffee with Kevin. Kevin in the morning is doing it. There's nothing better than getting popcorn on Halloween because you don't got to sort through it. Hey, has this got, all kinds of crazy stuff in it? Popcorn's great. You can't beat free popcorn. But there's nothing better than a good old-fashioned Tootsie Roll on Halloween.
All right, I got a list of the top 10 candies. I told you I had a list of the top 10 worst ones. I do have that list. But I also have a top 10 good list.
Well, I better have either Tootsie Rolls, Kit Kat, or Milky Way.
But you know what the best thing I ever got on Halloween was? In Southfield, Michigan, from the Rosenberg House, which I can tell you all about because I remember everything about it. They gave away homemade. They made it at home. Cotton candy. They did their own rolls. They had a cotton candy machine, and they rolled it up. You should have seen the line in the neighborhood, because it was a neighborhood with a lot of kids, right? Was in Norway. You had to stand in line. Fortunately, the Rosenbergs, Bruce Rosenberg, one of the four people who became one of the Jewish Christians that I mentioned in my salvation process in Phoenix, Arizona, is my brother's best friend. And it turns out that when you have your brother's best friend's dad doing the cotton candy homemade machine, guess who doesn't have to wait in line?
You.
That's right, baby. Wait in line? Are you kidding? And I was very good friends with Debbie, his sister. So
Guess what? We've
but
never,
there's nothing worse on Halloween, and I had it happen to me when I was a kid, and obviously not anymore. I take my own kids trick-or-treating, but I used to have a couple of times I'd get a bag full of pennies.
Okay. Let's do the top 10 besties.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll do the worsties later. Here it is. This is what they're saying. Number 10. You ready for number 10? Skittles. Number 10, Skittles. All right. I've got a problem with that. Number 9, Tootsie Rolls.
That should be higher.
Okay. Well, number 8, Snickers.
Eh.
Number 7, Smarties. Number 6, Hershey Milk Chocolate. That's good. Number, what is it, number 5?
Back in Hershey Chocolate, it should be dark chocolate.
I'm not a big dark chocolate fan.
I love it.
Really? I like the milk chocolate. Caramel apples. Okay.
Actually, you'll be very surprised. Never had one.
Wow. What? Never?
Never.
You've never had a caramel apple?
I've had caramel by itself and apple by itself. Never together.
You do live in America, right?
I think so.
Okay. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, those are good.
Those are good ones. Come on. As you're a kid, that's... candy corn. I don't think that should make the list.
No, although this year they came out with something brand new. Starburst has come out with their own version of candy corn.
Well, it's funny you should say that because number 2, York peppermint patties, which I would tend to agree with on getting free candy. That's a good one. And the number 1 is Starbursts. Starbursts are the number 1. What do you think? That's not bad, is it?
No, I'd agree with that.
Okay. When we come back from our break, I've got the exact opposite list. See, we're going to go up, we're going to go down. Why are we having so much fun today? Why? We haven't talked about politics once. Maybe the wife is right.
The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, the 10 worst candies plus a DDD for those that talk too much.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Experience the tranquility of La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. You'll love the sun-drenched days, star-filled nights on 42 acres with 5 pools, fine food, tennis, fitness, hiking, and golf nearby. Weekday deluxe rooms from $149 and weekends from $199. LaCasaDelZorro.com.
As a listener, you know that E.coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E.coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E.coli family. Log on to the E.coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E.coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E.coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
So your child is enrolled in school but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K through 12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at kprz.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to kprz.com, keyword school. Our church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beret, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out and handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You want to reach the show, send an email to David Spoon. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. If you like the fact that we didn't do any politics, you can comment there, letting us know. No more politics. Poly being many and ticks being blood-sucking insects. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. This segment, oh wait, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Yes!
This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway with 20 years of experience, 40 different classifications. Licensed and bonded in 40 different. How do you get licensed and bonded? I got to ask him that. I just don't get it. Member, active member of the BBB, testimonials from people just like you. Excalibur Roofing does new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. All you got to do is call 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliburroofing.com. Keep in mind, all the estimates are free. I really want you to keep in mind, they don't do that cookie cutter stuff. And Eric, by the way, not a general contractor, but a roofing contractor. That's what you say to the dog. What's on top of the house? Roof. You want to get it done right? You're going to have to call Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. I've got about 3 minutes left, so I got to do this exactly right. 10 worst candies. Ready? 10 worst candies. Ready? Here we go. 10 worst candies. Jawbreakers. Why are those one of the worst? I don't think so. Licorice bites. Absolutely true. Symphony bars. I don't even know what that is. Wax Coke bottles.
They don't. Symphony bars are, it's a offshoot of the Hershey bar, and it's nasty.
Nasty. Wax lips. I haven't seen that in so long. Anybody who knows what wax lips is? Yeah, that's how old we are. Peanut chews. Mary Janes. Circus peanuts. Here's the worst candy ever given on October 31st. Ladies and gentlemen, Nico wafers. Those are absolutely the worst. I agree 100%. I'm sorry. All right, now I got 2 minutes. I got to do this DDD. Want to hear the best DDD? This is perfect for this occasion, just so you can know. I think I got 2.5 minutes. Here we go. Mark chapter 12, verse 40. Write that down. Mark chapter 12, verse 40. They devour widows' houses and say long prayers just for show. They will receive a harsher punishment. Listen to what Jesus said. They devour widows' houses and say long prayers just for show. They will receive harsher punishments. Here we go. Ready? Long prayers. Is this a veiled Bible October 31st reference? Listen to that question. Is this a veiled Bible October 31st reference? Why? Because to that question regarding long prayers, I can only say this. Boo! 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 Get it? See, I'm booing it, but see, then the ghosts are supposed to go boo. See, boo. Come on. That's worth it. How about this one? Not only is it long prayers, it's just for show. Let me tell you about people that pray a long time. This is for everybody that's listening. One, nobody likes it. Two, if you run out of words, you can be done praying. We give you permission. Three, it makes people want to fellowship with you less because any conversation they perceive to have with you is going to be a long-winded affair. And four, my brother and I, I'm going to exit with this and then turn it over to Kevin. My brother and I, when we were younger Christians, were working on a small comedy album, and we did this skit about this guy who prayed over the food, but he prayed over the land, the animals, the farmers, the tools, the seeds, the rain, the tomatoes, the apples, the people that picked it, the people that shipped it, the people that stocked it, the people that sold it. You get the picture.
This is all your fault, you.
That's exactly right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take an exit cue right here. By the way, 1 year anniversary coming up on Tuesday. 1 year I've been doing this. They keep trying to lock me out, and I keep breaking my way back in. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then we're coming back, and the madness starts again. See you then.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.